So, Rachel, you were just telling me how it's really awkward when you're on a dating site. Like, you have a profile on a dating site. And you're just cruising through a dating site and...
Prospective matches.
And you see someone that you know in real life, right?
And then you're horrified because you're like, oh my god, have they already seen that I'm on this site?
Have they already seen you? Do they know about your secret alter ego on the dating site as a online dater? Your secret identity.
I don't have a secret alter ego. I was more perturbed by within my group of friends, they all are on the same dating site, OkCupid. And it turns out that they've all been, like, fighting over the same girls. So, like, I think that would be even more awkward, as if, like, my friends and I started to
get... Yeah, that's like, it's, like, exponentially more awkward. It's, like, it's already awkward to find someone that you know. And then, like, 10 times as awkward if you're all fighting over the same person.
Yeah, I...
How do they find this out?
I think, like, one of them, like, even the Information Superhighway, so one of them brought one of the girls to Information Superhighway.
Oh, my God.
And so they were all like, we've all been messaging her on OkCupid, and then I was just like, oh, shit, like, that's gotta be so bad. But yeah, I ended up deleting my profile because I saw too many kids, like, from my school or something on the website. And, you know, of course, my experiences haven't been the best, so...
Really? Like, how so?
I got a lot of false advertising from people. So, like, there was one guy who was so cool because he was the stand-in for Bruce Willis on The Surrogates, and he only talked about himself the entire time that we, like, went on dates. And about how...
Was he a stand-in for Bruce Willis's, like, younger 30-year-old self, or, like, the fat, schlubby Bruce Willis?
I don't know. He was just... Then he would... I'd be like, oh, yeah, I love movies. And then he'd be like, let me tell you how it works in the studio, or, like, on set. And
that's not really false advertising. That's just...
No, because he made it seem like he was very interested in art and comic books, and then he just talked about his acting career.
Gotcha.
And that was just awkward. And then... the other guy I dated didn't tell me until, like, 3 months into our dating that he, like, did lots of drugs, and I had no idea. So that also bothered me.
That would bother anyone, I think.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a false advertising as much as it is, you know, non-advertising of relevant facts.
Yeah, well, I think it made me more uncomfortable because he's actually, like, his churchy group leader. And I was just like, I don't understand how you're a leader for children or teenagers.